Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I've got a great guest today. His name is Mike Pisciotta, and he's got an excellent story to tell us, but also he's a funnel master. And we're going to get deep into funnels and talking about how you can use that to grow your business. So, Mike, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, Brian. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, it's a pleasure, dude. So, 18 years old, you're in prison. Tell us that story. What happened?
Cool, man. So, 18 years old, I wake up in a jail cell and have no idea what I'd done or why I was there. So rewind a little bit. The first 18 years of my life were spent in an extremely dysfunctional environment. Drugs, you know, just all the negative things. It was the perfect storm to send a young man to prison. And that's what happened. And so I wake up in a jail cell, 18 years old, no idea what had happened. I had taken like 12 Xanax bars the night before and a whole lot of Heinekens, which is not a good mix, and had robbed a convenience store. No idea I had done any of this. And wow. So I wake up in this jail cell, man, and it kind of, you know, life just smashed up against me like a brick wall. Everything just hit me, and as I'm starting to realize, I'm sobering up, I'm in the cell, I'm realizing where I am and what was potentially ahead of me. You know, I didn't know that I was going to wind up getting sentenced to 10 years. I just knew that it was probably going to be a long time. I knew that at that point. And so hitting this brick wall, man, really, it opened my eyes, and I began to just internally just process what had happened, who I was, where I was. I had a meeting with a chaplain, and I'd gotten saved and gone down the road of, you know, the Bible, and just kind of just talking to God of like, dude, what did I do and where am I in life? And it changed me. You know, I did wind up spending 10 years in prison, and it changed me. I used the time to just completely change who I was. And over the course of 10 years, I'd immersed myself in everything positive that I could, whether it was spiritual development, personal development, physical development, business. I just got heavily involved in learning business, learning marketing, learning everything that I could, knowing that I was eventually going to walk out of these gates as a 28-year-old young man with a tremendous disadvantage, right? So during that time, I think one of the things, and for people listening, I think it's important to share this. There was a very, very pivotal moment, and I think I was about 19. I was about a year and change into my sentence, and it was actually when I had actually just arrived into the prison system from the county jail. I was up in my cell. I was exercising. I was having an internal conversation with myself, with God, just kind of reflecting, you know, what was ahead of me. And I remember that moment, as it was very pivotal to how the rest of my time was spent. And it kind of went something of just me realizing that, you know, it was the choices that I'd made. It was the things that I had done that had caused me to be where I was in life. And I'd recognized that I had chosen to give that up. I gave 10 years of my freedom away. It was my choice. But I also recognized that I was not going to make the choice to give them 10 years of my life. And that choice at that moment shaped how I spent that 10 years in prison. And even now, I've been free about 7 years or so. Looking back on it, I don't regret the time. I don't regret, you know, the 10 years or which, man, I wish I only had done 4 or anything along those lines, because I really believe that those years and the things that I learned, the character development and all of that throughout that time just helped to shape who I am now and the success that I've been able to see now.
Wow, man, that's an awesome story. Just totally awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, okay, let's fast forward. Today, you focus on helping small business people, coaches, authors, work through a sales funnel. Now, most people, they think funnel, change in oil, that kind of stuff. Not everybody is really familiar with what a funnel is. So give me your, you know, Funnels for Dummies kind of layout. What is it?
Okay, cool. So it's actually pretty simple. You know, a funnel is really the path that you take a person from prospect to sale, pretty much. That's kind of the easiest way. How do you take a person who's cold to you, warm them up, and move them from being a cold person who's never known or heard about you or your business to eventually being a customer or a client? And my wife and I help folks in, as you shared, in the coaching space, authors, speakers, a wide range, even realtors and you know, folks in different spectrums, utilize the power of online marketing and the power that is in funnels to attract leads and clients into their business.
Cool. So now we understand what a funnel is. I know there's components to it. What are the components of a really great funnel?
So, well, definitely. So first of all, you know, we're speaking, you know, we're talking about, you know, attracting leads into your business. So the very first component for those that are listed is you need something compelling to get that person to identify themselves as being interested in what you do or what you offer. And, you know, in the space, there's, they call them freebies and lead magnets and, you know, all these different names, but it's basically something compelling that is in line with what you offer that initially gets that person to express interest and say, yes, I'm interested, I like XYZ. And generally we would do that with some sort of an opt-in page or something where they would just give an email address. Don't generally ask for a sale right out of the gate, though in some of the businesses that we operate, we do actually send cold traffic to buy stuff, but generally it's cold traffic or, you know, cold prospect to some sort of a free offer. And then from there, because we are funnel people, we very, very, very firmly believe once that person has expressed interest, they've given you the email address, they've said that initial yes, at that point it is highly valuable for you, the business owner, to make some sort of an offer to them. And whether it's, if you're in the info space, it could be some sort of a product. If you're not, you know, again, it could be a product, it could be the opportunity to get on a call with you, it could be sign up for your webinar, things along those lines.
Cool. So, all right, so we've got all these pieces of this funnel. What are some of the things that people are missing? What are some of the common mistakes that you see people making when they're, you know, I see this all the time. They try I'm going to go do Facebook ads. Oh, I'm going to go do email marketing. Oh, I'm going to go do webinars. Oh, squirrel. What's missing in this process?
Focus. Here's the common thing that my wife and I see all the time, and what you just shared is a question and a thing that we see in our private group and our open groups is, I tried Facebook ads and it didn't work. And our response to that is, Facebook ads is not what didn't work. You didn't work. You missed something. And so I think one of the biggest mistakes that I see folks have is people spend so much time trying to create products and create all of these things to sell and never really go through the process of knowing, is there an audience to buy this thing? And they spend 6 months in the content creation cave. They're building, they're creating a product. They put it out there, and then they find out that nobody wants it. And they find out that they've wasted a whole ton of time because they didn't go through a very simplified version of the process initially to find out, is there an audience for this? Do people want to buy whatever it is that I'm offering? Have people express interest enough to pull out their credit cards and pay for the solution. And I think it's something that really, really frustrates a lot of people because they kind of run up against the wall after spending all this time working and creating only to find out that it's not really something that people are willing to invest in. And I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes, and it's also one of the reasons why I really like the process that my wife and I teach so well, because it allows for folks to go through this very, very simply without spending a ton of time and a ton of money on something that they don't know works. It allows them to really prove the concept, and that's something that we really firmly believe and teach, you know, to our students and within our groups and stuff.
Awesome. Okay, so without going, I know we could spend like 5 hours, 100 hours talking through this, but if you were to say, you know, the 5, 3, 10 basic steps of a really good funnel, what are the key components that you teach people to understand?
So number one, Facebook ads is extremely important. It's the thing that my wife and I teach all of our students and just preach from the rooftops. Until you've mastered that, don't get caught up in all the other squirrels, Pinterest and Blab and Periscope and all these other things. Those are all great tools, but Facebook ads is like the big daddy of them all. And until you can use it well and profit and be able to use it in a proven way, focusing on the other things is just going to be a waste of your time. So we initially start with, you know, learn and understand how to get Facebook ads working for your business. So that's number one, is Facebook ads. That's the thing that is, that's the net that we're throwing out, pulling in the fish. The second piece is your landing pages, and where I'll talk about, as a lot of folks may be familiar with what a landing page is and how it functions, I think one of the things that we see where folks make mistakes is in the thing that we call congruency. And that is, they say something on their Facebook ad. They promise, you know, click here to download the top 5 steps for XYZ, whatever it is. And then that person gets to the page only to find that there's a mismatch. They get to the page and they're offering something different, or the language is different. And this is a huge mistake that kill conversions and kill the momentum that you're trying to take advantage of. I've seasoned people through. So the second part is a landing page and getting the congruency of your message from the ad to the landing page, completely congruent. And then the third piece that we believe is extremely important and fundamental for people is another overlooked piece of real estate in the funnel process, and that is the thank you page. Most of the time when folks come to us, they have some of these initial pieces. They've done some Facebook ads. They've got a landing page. Maybe they're building a list. And then we find that when it gets to this third piece, this thank you page, they're just simply saying, all right, hey, thanks, your thing's on its way. Instead of taking advantage of the fact that these people are in a solution-seeking mode, and I want the people that are listening to kind of realize this. When somebody gives you their email address and their name and raise their hand, they're doing it because they're looking for an answer. They're looking for a solution, and whatever it was that you promised to them or gave to them was the solution that they're looking for. So they said, yes, why leave it at that? Why just leave it? Okay, hey, great, thanks. Go ahead, check your email. It's kind of like I shared the other day with someone that it's kind of like if you drove to McDonald's and you're hungry and you go to place an order and then you get to the window and they're like, all right, thanks. We'll have your order to you in about an hour and a half or so. And you're like, I'm hungry now. Like, I'm hungry right now. And that's the very same thing. And that's why there's power in the process of an online funnel, because there's momentum behind it. There's, you know, these people are hungry. Utilize that to your advantage and to grow your business. And so use that thank you page to not just say, oh, thanks, hey, go ahead, check your email, but use that opportunity there to get them to take that next step with you, whatever that next step is.
Awesome. So, Mike, you've got something that's going to help my audience get their arms around this. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about funnels, which is something that I love to talk about. It's, you know, as you can tell, it's my favorite thing. And you said we could go on for hours and hours about this. My wife and I, after spending so many years in the coaching space, and we've had the tremendous privilege of working with almost all the big names in our industry, from Lewis Howes, Lisa Sasevich, and Larry Winget, and all kind of different folks, James Wedmore. One of the things over the years that my wife and I have found and we sought to solve was there seemed to be like no one-stop shop where folks could go to learn all of these pieces. Like, there's people that teach Facebook ads, or there's people that teach landing pages, or there's people that teach YouTubes and people that teach retargeting and all these things. But there was never like one place where someone could go and get a congruent solution to step by step from point A all the way to point Z, complete funnel. And so we dug deep and we spent about a year to develop what we call Funnel Fanatics. And Funnel Fanatics is an ongoing group training program, and it has a couple of aspects. Initially, there's a membership site with modules in there and that teach all of the pieces that we're talking about in a, you know, obviously a much more hands-on, in-depth level, as well as there's a private Facebook mastermind group where our students are able to get access to my wife Robin and I for feedback, for direction, insight, whatever they're needing as they're utilizing the training and working through the program. And I think one of the cool things that sets it apart is it's not created to be this self-study, take it and then go figure this stuff out on your own, or something that turns to be out of date in another month from now when Facebook makes one of its millions of changes. It's actually something that we update regularly, and as new things are introduced, we create modules and trainings, and it's all included. It's not something that, hey, to unlock this, it costs you more money. It's all included. It's in the program, and it's definitely something that if you're interested in funnels, if you're wanting to take advantage of the power of this for your business, it is definitely something that can help you get there and implement and utilize these things.
Awesome. Totally cool. So I'm really looking forward. I'll have the information in the show notes for people to check that out. So, Mike, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Probably for us, like I said, you know, I was talking about some Facebook groups. My wife and I have a group. It's free to join. It's called Marketing Megaminds. We're in there constantly geeking out about all the stuff we're talking about, email marketing, Facebook ads, funnels, all that cool stuff. It's a great place for folks to ask questions, interact. Very happening group, and they can find that they can just go to marketingmegaminds.com, request to join, and they also get like a bunch of free gifts for joining and then access into the group and stuff.
Awesome. Hey, Mike, this has been great, man. Some great information. You dropped some knowledge bombs on my peeps. You brought the bacon. I love it. And
nice.
Thanks, man. So appreciate you and your time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.